It's now 11 minutes past 6 and time to get into the day's top business news here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, starting with the Fragile States Index, where South Africa dropped in ratings. According to the index, the country's economy caused it to decline significantly to 96th position and no longer regarded as stable, as well as under an elevated warning category. Head of African Futures and Innovation at the ISS, Dr. Jackie Silias, joins us for this conversation. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Talk us through the implications of this.
Well, the Fragile States Index is put out by a foreign policy magazine every year, and it ranks countries, as you've said, from 1 to 78. Mm. Number one is South Sudan, which is the most unstable country in the world, and 178 is Finland, followed by Norway and Switzerland, which are considered to be the most stable. And what has happened is South Africa has been downgraded, if I can use that term, successively over the last 3 years. And we're now at number 96. Now, this rating is done by an NGO and a magazine. It's not like a ratings agency like Fitch or somebody like that, but it receives wide publicity. And this is certainly not good news. And the main purpose or the main reason that they give for the rating downgrade is our poor economic growth prospects, but of course underlying that is the political uncertainty ahead of the December 2017 ANC National Conference,
right,
and of heading from that to 2019 with the elections.
How will then this likely be interpreted by foreign investors particularly?
Well, it's simply a confirmation that South Africa is not growing, that the country is politically seen to be in turmoil, that corruption is dramatically increased, and that while our state institutions still hold, judiciary, the constitution and parliament, and that South Africa is a remarkably transparent country on a variety of indices, the general sense of crisis and lack of confidence that we see inside the country is being reflected and in these indices, which is not good news. It just adds to the burden that we are going to carry for until we can turn the situation around, and that essentially is a leadership challenge more than anything else.
You indicated a short while ago that this study doesn't really carry as much weight as something like a ratings downgrade from a rating agency. Should the country be worried amid economic woes in their entirety, seeing as government has quite a lot of bad news to deal with?
I think South Africa should be worried about every negative piece of news out there. We need to turn the story around. At the moment, we are caught in a downward spiral, and the expectation is that the country is heading downwards, and these things feed upon one another. We need to change the trajectory of South Africa to get out of this self-inflicted, because it is largely self-inflicted, downward economic and political spiral. And unfortunately, politics in this at the moment is driving everything. Unless we can sort out our politics, get traction on a new leadership trajectory for South Africa, we will not exit from this trajectory. And that is really the challenge that lies ahead for the ANC in particular, because it is the governing party and it is the one that is largely responsible for inflicting what many consider to be self-inflicted damage. The rest of the world is doing well. We see green shoots across the world. Just as we saw that in South Africa at the end of March, we had a cabinet reshuffle, and this is now where we are.
Thank you so much for your time, Head of African Futures and Innovation at the ISS, Dr. Jackie Silias, talking us through the latest Fragile States Index, where South Africa dropped in ratings.